No one answered. A light glowed far away. Johnny looked at the clock. It was 11:55 p.m. She looked at the light again. It seemed so far away. Johnny got out of bed. She walked toward the light. As Johnny's eyes adjusted to the dark, she saw that she was in a science laboratory. "I must be dreaming," she whispered to herself. She touched a metal table. She was not in her bedroom anymore. Johnny stopped. "This is a dream," she told herself. "I should find out what's happening." When Johnny went to the light, she saw a leopard. He was on the floor and he looked sad. "What's wrong?" Johnny asked. Johnny knew that leopards cannot talk. But then, this was a dream, so maybe it was possible for leopards to talk. "My mother and sister have been kidnapped," the leopard said. "The people who took them are poachers. The poachers will kill them and take their fur. Tomorrow my family will die. I am so sad." Johnny sat down next to the leopard. "We have to do something." The leopard sighed. "There is a scientist who invented a potion. The potion changes leopard spots into tiger stripes. I came here to get the potion, but the scientist is not here. She will return next week. But next week will be too late."